Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back, GBAG Nation. Coming up at 3 o'clock, your NFL news of the day. Right now, it's time to college football it up with the Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Quinn Ewers officially declaring for the draft. So I guess he was being super honest about the fact that he was going to push to the side potentially $4, $5, $6 million mercenary deals to go play with a college football contender and boost the draft stock.
Very fortunate that he had a guy like Arch Manning behind him. Arch Manning never made that really a rough situation for him, you know, allowing him to play, you know, and there was always going to be some questions and stuff, but you never heard Arch Manning publicly or anything say anything.
Patience, man.
He was always very supportive. And, you know, Quinn Ewers is pretty fortunate that that type of guy behind him was able to allow him to play out this season at Texas and see what happens. You know, they came up a little short, but and he's blessed, because usually you get to a situation, you know, there's always some kind of whispering going on, stuff like that. You never heard that from Arch.
No, not at all.
He did. He understood what he needed to do on the team. Good for him.
Okay, other college football housekeeping items here. Georgia running back, you have Trevor Etienne. He had apparently made it clear to coaches and stuff that he wanted to come back for one more year with Georgia and get his degree and fight for another title. But he has since changed course, and he has also declared for the draft. So Georgia loses their stud runner right there, which is going to be just another addition to what is a legendary, potentially, running back class here in the draft. And then you guys will remember this name, but Washington football is set to hire Taylor Mays as the school's safety. New safeties coach.
Yeah. USC safety.
USC. Yeah, yeah. He was just built like a brick S house. He's like 230 pounds, big super dude. Straight line fast.
Very straight line.
Blew up the combine from what I remember.
Heat seeking missile and then just stunk, I think, with Washington.
Yeah, just couldn't really get it going.
At that time, the R word team.
Yeah, second round pick, 3-time All-American at USC, now the safeties coach with Washington. Okay, let's
he's really big in that area of Washington. Like he supposedly recruited really, really well for USC up there. And so that was like another big get for them, that they had a guy that had a track record of working well.
Well, they're losing all their guys to Bill at North Carolina.
Yeah.
Steve Belichick, and I saw there was another defensive coach that they had that is going to the Tar Heels as well. So they're having to restock a little bit. All right, let's go into the respective locker rooms of Notre Dame and Ohio State. We'll start with the Thursday night matchup, Notre Dame, Penn State. Notre Dame trailing at the half. Let's grade the halftime speeches. I only have a little snippet of each one, about 15, 20 seconds. This is like kind of the tail end before you're getting the team to run out of the tunnel and take the field for half number two. Here's Marcus Freeman.
It's a 7-point game. We get the ball first. So just understand, that's all it is right now. Now, what do we have to do to change it? We got to be able to run the ball, right? We got to be able to run the ball, right? And we got to stop the run. That's all it is, man. We ain't about to panic. Ain't no need to be nervous. It's a fight. It's a 7-point ball game, and we get the ball first. It's a fight. Go out there and fight.
A lot of fight words dropped there. Run the ball, stop the run. No cursing needed.
No.
Get the guys amped. Let's go do this thing.
So, and actually, like when the sideline reporter came out for the second half, I talked to Marcus Freeman, and everything that's like kind of
run the ball, stop the run, enough. Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly what he said. And fight and don't panic.
Yeah.
And fight.
Yeah. I like it.
And you're only down seven, and you're only down seven.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the thing about being down seven is you're only down seven.
Just one score.
He hammered those points home, man.
Yeah. Holly Rowe was absolutely right, what she said. Hey, they're going to come out and try and stop the run. They need to run the ball a little better. They're only down seven. Back to you, Kirk.
The thing that always impresses me, or the thing that stuck out to me, was there's no need to be nervous, you know? And I think for a lot of those players in that moment at halftime down, you could easily get yourself psyched out, like, wow, we're down at halftime, we've lost it, right? You're trying to inspire confidence and just to keep them in the present moment, because once you get nervous, you're going to start malfunctioning in a pretty big way.
Let me be nervous.
Coach Dawson, do you put a lot of stock in some of those halftime speeches to the girls before you take the field, the pitch, I should say?
Yeah. I feel like when you, the rare time where you absolutely nail it, you can see the results on the field. And if you screw it up, you can see the results on the field.
We got to get you. I mean, it's tough to do it to yourself, but we need somebody in there rolling, because when we get one of those dynamite Dawson halftime speeches to the 12-year-old soccer team and they go up and tear it up.
Just roll on yourself, but cherry pick the good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, let's get that
take
in
me
here.
A while.
Have you ever just told the girls we're about to get mauled today?
Yeah.
Have you like, hey, listen, it's not gonna be good today. We're probably going to get beat. You know, I want you just to play hard. And we'll see what happens. You know, that kind of thing. Do you ever give that
spotted
speech?
One on the schedule just yesterday.
Oh, did you?
But it's a
we're in the Dallas Cup, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
If we're in the Dallas Cup, are we gonna give a lot of mauled speeches, or are we gonna be okay?
We'll see by then. You know, we got 4 months to work.
Like D.C. United, another.
Here's the Dortmund Club.
I don't know.
I haven't seen a list, but it could be pretty nasty. Yeah. Okay. It'll be a great opportunity to test ourselves.
Somebody from Brazil, a team from Brazil.
Could happen. Yeah, maybe Real Madrid.
Wow, dude. It's going to be tough sledding.
Yeah. All right.
That's exactly what the speech needs to be. This might be tough sledding today, ladies.
Don't hang your heads out there.
Yeah.
Those are some of the easiest games to coach, too, because you don't worry about the score. Let's just execute.
Have pride. Yeah. You have two names. They have one.
Go the Micah Parsons route. Just take away the scoreboard. And then all of a sudden, you start feeling good about moral victories.
Exactly.
All right. Let's go into the Buckeye locker room.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
At halftime, AT&T Stadium, before they beat the Longhorns, here's Ryan Day.
It's their family against our family. Yeah. And I know one thing. When you have family, you do everything you can to defend your family. Fight on three, one, two,
five. He went the family route on that one.
He went full Vin Diesel.
He tried to get, he did. He channeled his inner Dom Toretto and cranked out a hell of a second half for his guys.
See, and that's the advantage, I think, of coaching young men or boys, is you can get them with a speech like that, you know?
Yeah. Just it's us versus them. It's your family versus theirs.
Yeah.
Go put food on the table, boys.
Yeah.
You're not going to let them punk you, are you? You know, that'll fire up a boy.
Absolutely.
You
dude.
Know, you do that to a girl, she might roll her eyes at you and cry to her mom afterwards.
Whatever.
Speaking of NFL speech, I one time heard a coach say they're trying to break into our house.
There
like
you go.
Gave that as
paint
a half.
That picture.
Yeah, you paint that. You got there, and, but there was a lot more to it.
That'll hit closer to home these days.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But this coach said, hey, second half, they are trying to break into our homes. You know,
you're going to let them in?
That's a little too real these days, though.
I know, but that's – and then, but there was more to it. I don't want to really get into it on the radio, but it was
sounds
pretty,
inspiring.
Pretty graphic. pretty graphic.
Yeah, I've gone there. You know, react like they're trying to take your favorite toy when they're like 7 or 8. Your friend is trying to leave with your favorite toy.
Okay.
How would you react? Would you meander slowly over there, or would you be like, hell to the no, this ain't happening today, right?
You're going to haul ass over there and save that toy.
Yeah, you save your toy, aren't you?
No, I like that.
Now it's, imagine somebody is trying to take your phone.
Ooh.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Or that boba tea.
We all know.
Well, duh, I'll just get my parents to buy me another one.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I think there's more to that one. Keep going with that impression.
Nah, I'm not going to go there.
All right.
I'm off the air. I'll tell you what the halftime speech was.
I wouldn't mind.
Pretty graphic.
All right. Here's the Buckeyes defensive coordinator. This is Jim Knowles, and he was asked basically in his presser to like just take us through, describe those final four plays, that goal line stand that ends with Captain Jack Sawyer in the walk off.
First play, we got into big people. Boom! Stopped them. Dang, you know. Second play, we were still in big people, and which leaves you vulnerable to some crack tosses and things. And our guys practiced it, and they read it, and Caleb Downs pulled his trigger exceptionally, and everybody rallied. Third play, we were in a red zone coverage that we haven't used before. So I think we had a good thing there, and Jack actually got pressure on that play, and we had all the routes covered. And then I decided to stay in the same call in the next play, and it worked.
So I love the idea of him pulling out a defensive play in the red zone that they had never shown before. That's obviously going to throw you for a loop.
New England in the Super Bowl against Seattle.
Perfect time.
Yeah.
It's about what it looked like.
It's about what it looked like. And then I love the confidence to be like, well, hell with it. Let's just double down. We'll go for it again. Yeah. And then you get the moment that is now going to live on forever in Buckeye history. Okay. Now, I also wanted to mention this.
So close.
A couple of wide receivers as it pertains to the draft. I saw a tweet from Daniel Jeremiah about Texas's wide receiver, Matthew Golden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he says he could easily be the best or the top wide receiver in this draft class.
True.
Disagree.
He's got. I mean, when you start to talk about the receivers,
like more than Travis Hunter. Well, I guess you like Travis Hunter more as a corner, don't you?
Yeah, we got Travis Hunter playing corner. If Travis Hunter's a wide receiver, he's going to be the best receiver in this
draft. Yeah, I like Hunter more as a receiver than Golden. Wow. I like Tet McMillan more than Golden. Yeah. And then
Arizona guy, right?
I think Golden's in the conversation with Ebuka and Burden.
Yeah. Kid's got a lot of talent. I'll tell you what, the kid Williams from TCU.
Yeah, Savion.
I keep seeing clips of him being a monster.
He's a big boy.
Wasn't it weird that Golden's not playing through a sprained ankle? He's over there on the sideline like, yep, can't go. I mean, come on. This is for a trip to the championship. Your team is struggling for the majority of possessions, moving the ball. And then you go out there and you do play a couple of plays.
Yeah.
Make a couple of catches.
Man, I tell you what. And I understand what you're
downgraded.
Saying.
Downgraded.
No, but every time they needed a big play on third down, you could watch his tape all season long. When they needed a play.
But he's going to be hurt.
Ball went
this
his direction.
I got to be 100% to play guy.
And There's things. I don't think that's the case. Mm. I think that to me that you're in a situation when you watch this kid play. If you watch him game after game after game, he was like everybody talked about Bond, the other receiver. He was clearly the best receiver on Texas's squad. And when they had to have a play, like he didn't let them down. I mean, he found ways to get open. He found ways to separate. He found ways to contort his body. Get his feet down, hurt, not hurt, whatever. But he makes a ton of plays.
He watched his team struggle to score, and he was a really good receiver. He was clearly fine. He watched his team struggle for a half. He plays that whole game. Maybe they win, Brian.
Yeah, I know. I'd love to have the kid here, and I'll talk about him every week after a game on the post game, and talk about a positive player that I think can really
he's
help.
Very,
you
very talented. He's a good receiver.
Win a game.
There might be some character stuff.
Yeah.
Wouldn't at least one scout in the building have my back on this though? Like, maybe. Hey, we need more toughness than that, don't we? We got to look into this. Let's talk to some of his coaches, see how much of an issue this might be. NFL News Today coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
Yeah, what did Kellen Moore have to say about this Eagles opening? We've got Jason Garrett talking Dak Prescott, and do you want to tick off Jet fans? Well, go ahead and hire this coach. That's next.